Just to finish off, we ought to look into a few more quotes about chocolate. There's nothing better than a good friend, except a good friend with chocolate. Stress wouldn't be so hard to take if it were chocolate covered. And seen recently on a t-shirt, emergency alert, if the wearer of this shirt is found vacant, listless, or depressed, give him chocolate immediately. And finally, I'm not sure about this one, but anyway, forget love, I'd rather fall in chocolate. Okay, thanks for your attention. Okay, if anybody wants to ask any questions, I'm happy to try and answer them. Yes, there's a question at the back there. Well, that's there's been a lot of debate, actually, in the literature about whether the attraction of chocolate and the dependence that some people have on chocolate is psychological, i.e. it just makes them feel warm and comfortable and it's a general effect, or whether there are specific ingredients in the chocolate that actually are addictive. And I think most of the research is tending to show that it is more of a psychological dependence on chocolate rather than any actual constituents in the chocolate that are addictive. It's just the nice feeling you get when you eat a bar of chocolate, and we all like to have nice feelings, so if we're feeling down or depressed, we would tend to go for a bar of chocolate because it feels comfortable, gives us good feelings. So I don't think there's any specific ingredients in chocolate that give that cause dependency of individuals to chocolate or addiction, although there's still research going on in this area, so we don't really have the final answer on that, but my feeling is it's more of a psychological dependence. Okay. Yes, there's one.
Excuse me, is there any possible risk when children eat chocolate?
Clearly, there are some children who are allergic to nuts. So clearly, if chocolate contains nuts, then you have to be careful if your children suffer allergies to nuts. That can, and there are nuts in quite a number of different types of bars of chocolate. But the chocolate itself, is there any danger? Well, the only danger is really if they eat too many bars of chocolate, they'll get fat. I think that's really the only danger. Yes, over there.
Thank you, Bob, for the presentation. My question is like a business-oriented question. You know, there are many shops in the market, ranging from cheap chocolate to expensive one. So if someone thinking to open like a shop, what differentiates that shop from the others?
Right. That's a really difficult question because I'm not sure. If I knew the answer, I'd probably go and open a shop myself and sell chocolate. I can't really say. I think you have to look at the market. As you say, there's lots of different types of specialty chocolate shops. If you look on the internet, people can order chocolates over the internet these days. There are manufacturers who produce cheap bars of chocolate. It's a really complicated area, and I think maybe if you do a PhD thesis on chocolate making, you could come up with the answer and tell me, because I don't think I know it. Any other? There was, yes?
Why can chocolate reduce blood pressure?
Well, one of the components in chocolate that is associated with the reduction of blood pressure is the potassium, actually. Other foods contain potassium, like bananas, and potassium is one of the nutrients that is quite important, and increased potassium intake can be beneficial to reduce blood pressure. Okay.